Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 479 for Monday, July the 18th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher in choppy trading on Monday. Contracts finished anywhere from 10 cents to 90 cents above unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $470 a ton. Contracts took strength from gains in the U.S. soy complex and some speculative action. Malaysian palm oil was also higher, which was supportive for canola. World oilseed stocks are expected to be tight in 2016-17, and that was bullish for the market. However, European rapeseed futures and crude oil were both lower, which dragged on values. North American oilseed crops are looking fairly good at this point, and global stocks of canola and soybeans are expected to be tight. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 100 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., corn was 4 to 5 cents higher. The December contract was at $3.63 a bushel. The market initially started the day lower, but then began to push higher on ideas that expected heat in the U.S. Midwest will be tough on crops. Traders covered shorts, which was bullish. The corn harvest in Argentina is also going extremely slow due to rainy weather and bad road conditions. Argentina's automotive sector is also promising to go on strike and obstruct key grain ports if their conditions aren't met. Soybeans were 5 to 9 cents stronger. The November contract was at $10.65 a bushel. The heat wave in the U.S. Midwest could hit as early as late this week, according to the latest weather reports, and that was supportive for soybeans. The USDA is scheduled to release its crush numbers today, and the totals are expected to be quite bullish. The soybean harvest is roughly 97% complete in Argentina. China sold 300 million tons of beans that had been up for auction. And U.S. wheat was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the September contract checking in at $4.29 a bushel. The market received spillover support from corn and soybeans. As well, there's word Argentina planted 4 million hectares less wheat due to saturated soil. Around 80% of the Argentina wheat crop is now in the ground. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, July the 18th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.